This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. I hope you enjoy that banjo music to wake you up. We've been doing that for almost 25 years, that same theme song. People ask me every now and then, where does that come from? And, well, I have no idea. It was here when I started as a outdoorsy, folksy, country kind of. Yep, and so there we are. Our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you this morning. And it is a gorgeous day out there, 52 degrees when I came in. If you're in the woods, I envy you. If you're headed there, I do envy you. And, you know, fall has truly arrived, I think. So we're just... We're just preparing for the upcoming hunting season. Well, we're already in it. You know, we've got the squirrel season started on Saturday, and teal season starts on Monday. We're in the early goose season on the eastern and western region. We're in the dove season, the archery season. There's some nice deer being taken out there, some in velvet, some not in velvet. But, hey, look who's on the line, our buddy Kirk. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning. I have two questions for Alan Ellis.
Okay.
First, have you ever caught that fish of a lifetime, that fish that came out of nowhere and you know you'll never top it and gave you an incredible fight? And so did you ever catch that kind of a fish? And the second, have you ever hooked into something that from the time you hooked him until you lost him, you didn't have any idea what you had on the end of your line, and you always wonder, what was that?
Question number one, no. That's why I'm still fishing. I've caught some nice fish, but I've never caught any giant fish. Not like you, Kirk. I've caught a few inland sharks, and I've caught a big old bluefin tuna one day. I wouldn't call it a fish of a lifetime, though. And I'm still waiting to hook that fish. I've caught some nice fish. Believe it or not, I hooked into a fish that I will probably never top. And it's not what you think. It's not anything exotic or anything like that. I was fishing with Kathy and Eric on the Susquehanna River in Pennsylvania. And we were fishing for whatever might happen to bite. I had about a quarter ounce black jig in a black and white or black and yellow bumblebee pattern on with a night crawler on it. And I'd thrown that out along the edge of the river. We were slowly drifting down river and it was bouncing along the bottom. And of course we were casting, you know, other lures and bait and everything else, just kind of a beehive of activity. And the rod went down and I set the hook on this jig. And immediately the fish pulled us away from shore. I said, I don't know what this is, but it's big. It's huge. And we continued to be pulled around in a circle, and the boat drifted downstream. The fish continued to fight. I got one look at it. It rolled. I don't know if it was a giant carp. I know there were buffalo fish in there. It was not a muskie or anything like that, but it was just a giant fish of some kind that had sucked in that jig with that night crawler on it. Gold belly is all I can tell you, which tends to me to say carp. But we had gone probably, we had been pulled maybe a quarter of a mile downstream, and the current was starting to get swift, and there were rocks ahead. I had no control of the boat. Eric was too young to have control of the boat, and Kathy didn't have a clue. But we went round and round and round and round in a circle trying to bring that fish up, and I said, I got to bring this fish up to at least see it and maybe get it to the top and try and tire it out or something like that. And I was only fishing like 6-pound test line, and I put as much pressure as I could bear on that, as I could possibly put on that fish on that light line, and brought it up to the surface, and it rolled. I can't remember if it threw the hook or broke the line, but that was probably one of the most memorable fights. Now that wasn't the fish that I never saw. The fish I never saw was when I was a kid. We were fishing in Raystown Lake before they flooded ridge top to ridge top, and it became Lake Raystown. And, you know, they buried a couple towns underwater up there in Pennsylvania to make a hydroelectric dam out of little Lake Raystown. And I was a kid. I was fishing some kind of bait on the shoreline. Rod went down. I set the hook. I have no idea what it was. No idea. It never stopped. It never slowed. It headed for the center of the lake, and I couldn't hold it. The line went as far as it could go and gone. And one other time that happened, we were fishing off the beach in Delaware Bay in southern New Jersey. The same thing happened. Something grabbed my bait and took off with it, stripped my line. I couldn't stop it. Most of this stuff happened when I was a kid. I mean, when I was a little bit older, nothing like that. But yeah, there have been a couple occasions when that's happened, and I have no clue what it was.
You ever wonder what you got into?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm thinking either a giant striper, or, you know, it could have been a shark. It could have been a cow nose ray. This was down on, you know, Delaware, but I don't know. It was something too big and too strong for me to even think about turning around. In Raystown, no idea. It could have been a muskie. Could have been a carp. Who knows?
Was your dad with you when?
Yeah, both times.
Yeah, that makes it even better. I was hoping you were going to say, yeah, your dad was with you when it happened.
Yeah, he was.
But so. those are the kind of memories that you just.
And you inspire that when I just think about that. You know, I don't think about that stuff. And you say, is there ever a time? And I'm like, yeah, is there ever a time? Yeah. Yeah, that was memorable, you know, and yeah, it is memorable, you know.
That's the kind of thing I
50 years ago.
It's like it happened yesterday, and you can remember every detail of the day and what kind of. You can't buy that kind of a.
I mean, if you were asking me about the fish of a lifetime, the bluefin would have had to be it, because. You know, we trolled all day, and Kathy caught a king mackerel, and we had to borrow butterfish from another boat because my guy had never chunked for tuna, and we got into a school of tuna, and boats around us were hooked up. We had no butterfish. We had nothing to fish for them with, and they borrowed some butterfish. They cut them up. They put them on the trolling rods and you know, let the line out. Like we were just bottom fishing, basically. And the first two fish, they tried to do like they do when they were trolling, you know, set to drag immediately and, you know, fish on. Well, you don't set to drag on a tuna. You just let the tuna go. I mean, not when you're not trolling, you don't crank the drag down, because they're going to tear that hook out of their mouth, which two of them, the first two, did. And I said, let me see that fishing rod. And they handed me the big trolling rod and put a piece of butterfish on it. And I stripped all the line out, let it down to where I thought, you know, it was at the proper depth. And I was actually holding the rod when the fish struck, just like fishing for catfish back in Pennsylvania. And the fight was on, brother. And the fish came in. The fish came in, and one of the mates struck the fish with the gaff and slid the gaff up the line, missed the fish, and, you know, the fish took off again, sounded for the bottom, and the, you know, he got the gaff off the line, and he said, I missed it. I said, yeah, and if you'd have broke that line, you'd have been over there trying to grab it. you know. But we finally got it in and flopped that fish on the deck, and I took one glance at it and said, great, I got it, and went in and laid down. I was just done. I was toast, you know.
Can you remember when you were a boy, you say your dad was with you. Can you remember what he was saying when you were when you tied into these?
No, you know, Dad, on the Delaware bait thing, he and his buddy were down the beach a little bit. I was by myself, and I remember, you know, this thing going out, stripping my line, and I went down and said, you know, something took my line, and it wasn't like any big deal, you know. And who knows, that could have been an 80-pound striper, you know. I don't know what we were fishing for, but it was like, well, you know, get back, get another rod and reel, and get out there, and, you know, I'm like, okay, whatever. And then it happened again, and I said, okay, I'm done. I had to quit, you know. I'm out of line. Yeah, but, yeah.
I'm glad he was there when they saw.
Oh, yeah, so am I. Well, you know, that wasn't the most memorable trip with him. There were so many, you know. So.
So those are the kind of things they keep me going when I think about the different times and
yeah.
when it happened. So I would say the fact that he was there both times with you. That makes it even better.
That's for sure. Yes,
so
sir.
You take care.
All right, brother. Good to hear from you. Call me more often than you do.
All right, I will.
Thanks, Kirk. See you. Bye bye. There he goes, Kirk in Baltimore. Glad to hear from him. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Well, I'll tell you, folks, there's been a lot of conversations about firearms in our state. And what's happening right now is, well, first of all, it's a shame that this bill got passed. And I don't know if you've heard this campaign by Governor Perry of Texas taking aim at Maryland and inviting the businesses of Maryland to come to Texas, but I think it's pretty good. And the Senate President, Mike Miller, was not happy with that. He had to comment on that, and he said, oh, yeah, you know, man, businesses, you know, there's nothing like Maryland. Now, you know, if a gun company or two wants to go to Texas, well, I guess, you know, that's okay. All right, Beretta, why don't you take Senate President Miller's advice and move out? Go to Texas. You know, I'm sure that would have very little effect on the economy down there in Charles and Prince George's County. I don't suspect that they'd miss Beretta in our state. And, you know, LWRC, why don't you take all your operations in Cambridge and Salisbury and move to Texas? Because, you know, your couple of hundred employees would have very little impact on the lower shore, I'm sure. But, hey, gun stuff coming up real soon. We've got the law going into effect October 1st. There are a lot of things going on. There's a rally planned. And I've asked the planners to keep me in the loop on that. So we'll hopefully know a little bit more about that next week. Now, why am I saying all that? Well, I'm saying all that to say this. Clyde Sports Shop has firearms. They've got handguns. I will tell you, if you do not purchase your handgun before the end of this weekend, you may not be able to get it back in time until the law goes into effect, which then means licensing, fingerprinting, taking a course, a tremendous amount of inconvenience and expense, more than just buying the handgun. So to meet that 8-day requirement, most of the dealers in the state that I know are cutting off purchases at the end of this weekend, including Clyde Sports Shop. September 15th will probably be it for being able to buy and receive a handgun before the end of the month and before the new restrictive gun law goes into effect. So don't forget, if you need bows and arrows, if you need firearms, and we'll talk more about that a little later, we'll talk about some of the great Browning sporting arms that they have at Clyde's, fishing tackle, archery supplies, bait, rod reel repair. See my buddies at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. You can give them a call, 410-242-6108, or call the fishing hotline at 410-247-FISH. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a
fair chase, mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean.
Let's talk to Buck in Pasadena. Good morning, Buck. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
The show's wicked sweet, and I've been listening to you for many years now.
I appreciate that, thanks.
I heard you this morning reminiscing about your with your dad.
Yep.
About your dad.
Yep.
And made me want to call you. I'm on my way down to Chestertown. Not to hunt, unfortunately, today, but we got a 9-man club. We've been on the same farm for about 38 years.
Right.
And we're going down to open the club up and clean the trailers and so
yep.
forth. And I'm on my way to pick my best friend up, who's my son. So,
yeah.
I lost my dad 7 years ago.
Right.
And I'm also picking my father-in-law up. He's still a member. He doesn't hunt anymore. But
sure.
He's with us when he can. He's 87.
Wow.
And we still have my uncle, who's 90, that still comes down and sits and reads the paper and sits on the porch.
Nothing wrong with that, man. That's great.
Nothing at all.
Glad to get him out and do things with him, you know. That's cool.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I just wanted to call and share that with you and your listeners and just tell you that I'm on my way down, and I wish you were going out yourself.
I wish I was going out, too.
Next weekend, I'll be hunting. And
yeah. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, how do you like this morning out there?
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Indeed. You know, you just heard the commercial for Hammer Hollow Outfitters.
Yes.
New sponsor, Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner. And I got in touch with them early this week, and I said, okay, how'd you do the first day? Well, we had, last Saturday, Derek Hasselhoff shot a nice 9-point buck, 165 pounds, field dressed, 4.5-year-old mature whitetail. And that was not only his first bow kill, but his first buck ever.
Wow.
With Hammer Hollow. So, you know, that's when I say they've got ducks and geese and quality bucks. I know they've got the ducks because I've hunted with them. And, you know, we talked about planning a deer hunt. I said, you know, well, let's do that. And they said, well, you know, place we want to put you is still has the corn in the field. And I said, oh, man, you know, they're living in the corn. And right now that's exactly what happens with the deer. You know, you got to catch them to or from water probably because so they are living in the corn. They bed in the corn. They eat the corn. They, you know, they live there all day long. They don't have to go anywhere else except to get water, you know. So this is that time of year. And, you know, we wish everybody out there good luck that's going. If you're going to get in a tree stand this morning or going deer hunting, ground blind or whatever, be safe out there and give us a call, 410-922-6680. And, Buck, you have a great time with your father-in-law, with your son. And, you know, the cleanup day can be a lot of fun. So,
well, it certainly is. It always is.
Yeah.
We all look forward to it.
Yeah.
It's a break from fishing, even though we all love fishing.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to call and share that with you.
All right. Well,
I wish you and your program the best.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Well, we've been here a long time. We plan on being here for a long, long time after this. So you have a good day. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. There we go. Yep. I don't know what I'll be doing 25 years from now on a Saturday morning from 5 to 7. 25 years from now, I do know what I'll be doing. Yep. I already know. my. Yep. It won't be on the radio. Nope. I'll be listening to that heavenly choir sing another song. I will. Am I sure I'm going to heaven? Absolutely positive. Yes, sir. No doubt in my mind at all. Well, you know, we've got Diamond Jim out there. He is no longer with us. Diamond Jim. Nope. Diamond Jim is no longer with us. Got the press release with panting urgency right after the right after the event last week. Virginia woman wins $25,000 for striped bass catch. Why wouldn't you say Diamond Jim captured? No, headline: Virginia woman wins $25,000 for striped bass catch. Boring. $25,000 Diamond Jim winner Blair Wheeler. Rather good-looking young lady. First ever authentic Diamond Jim captured in the Maryland Fishing Challenge history. Today marked, that was Saturday a week ago, an exciting day in the nine-year history of the Maryland Fishing Challenge as Blair Wheeler, 25 years old of Herndon, became the first person to win a $25,000 cash prize after confirming her August catch was the real deal. And they spelled it R-E-A-L. You know, no play on words, no imagination, but hey, I didn't write it. Tagged with the randomly selected winning number, Wheeler walked off stage with a prize package that also included a pair of 1-carat diamond earrings from Zachary's Jewelers of Annapolis and 6,000 in gift cards from participating Maryland tackle shops, a couple of our sponsors, too. I'm in kind of a shock, said Wheeler. Who thinks they're going to win $25,000? Well, Wheeler caught the winning striper while fishing aboard the charter Hookmash out of Deal as part of a birthday celebration for a brother and husband. The 19-pound fish was hooked off Tracy's Landing. Oops! Wait a minute! Rewind! Please note the original release said the fish was 19 pounds, which was incorrect. The 19-inch fish. Oh, what a letdown. The 19-inch fish was hooked off Tracy's landing. They got the trip, I got the fish, she said. Even if we hadn't won anything, we're going to go fishing again next year. Charters are great. You don't have to be a fisherman to be able to enjoy it. This was Wheeler's first time fishing in the Chesapeake Bay, and she had only been fishing 10 times total in her entire life. Oh, my gosh. With Maryland's dynamic landscapes and waterways, it's no wonder fishing has long been a tradition in our state, helping friends and families create memories and enjoy the great outdoors. DNR Secretary Joe Gill, who seems to be a nice guy. Congratulations to Blair on being the first and only angler to catch Diamond Jim. Nearly 2,000 people, including sponsors, anglers, and their guests, attended the celebration of fishing held in conjunction with the Maryland Seafood Festival at Sandy Point State Park, and on it goes about the details and, you know. The Bass Pro Shop grand prize was Roy Easter of St. Mary's County. He caught a 48.5-inch striped bass in the Indian Head area of the Potomac and won the grand prize. And 53 people who caught Diamond Jim Impostors received $500 and a 5-carat blue topaz charm, courtesy of Zachary's. Cool. Mr. Easter, who won the boat, he says, I was just glad to get the T-shirt. He's a DOD, Department of Defense employee. I had a boat and sold it. I've missed it ever since. This will work. Now I have a boat. I'll be taking some kids fishing. Kerry Murray of Essex won an all-expense-paid fishing trip to the Bahamas from the World Fishing Network with his 23-inch brown trout from the Gunpowder River in March. I can't even talk. He said, this is my first time on stage and my first time winning something. Debbie Walbert of Levittsville, Virginia, Noah Tomasik of Lusby, and Michael Remmel of Baltimore all won Bill's Outdoor Center grand prize fishing gear and tackle packages. Tomasik said he's a student at Calvert Middle, said, I don't think my mom's car is big enough for all the gear I won. So, and on it goes. So, we want to thank Fisheries Service for allowing us to promote Maryland Fishing. Fishing Challenge and Diamond Jim promotion. We hope that you enjoyed it, and we hope to be able to do so again next year. So congratulations to Blair Wheeler from Virginia for winning the $25,000 and all the winners in the Maryland Fishing Challenge with her 19-pound, 19-inch striped bass, indeed. Now, press release came out. Unfortunately, a Pennsylvania man lost his life while crabbing. This press release came out this past week. The body of a Pennsylvania man was recovered from the Bush River in Harford County. Witnesses saw James David Everett, 65, of Fawn Grove, Pennsylvania, crabbing alone in a 17-foot John boat near Edgewater before the accident. Just reading the press release. Now, I'm thinking Bush River, Edgewater. Edgewater is in Arundel County. The Bush River is in Harford County. I don't think his body floated upstream, but maybe it did. Around noon, Aberdeen Proving Ground Police received a call about an unoccupied boat turning in circles in the same area. The officers retrieved the boat and called Maryland State Police to conduct an aerial search. Body was found about 500 yards south of the boat. It was transferred to state medical examiner's office and so forth. Oh, wait a minute. Redo on the press release. He was crabbing near Edgewood. Yep. See, we got Edgewood in Harford. We got Edgemere in Baltimore. We got Edgewater in never mind. Never mind. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We love to hear from you. You folks are pretty much dominating the conversation with your calls. Mm. Did you say the coffee machine's not working? No? What's that guy's name behind you there? Nick, yeah. Nick, go get us some coffee. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Rich, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Not being familiar with the locations, where is Tracer's Landing with respect to where the fish was released?
I don't know. I know they fished out a deal. I don't know exactly where they released that fish. I wasn't privy to that information. But you understand, on each of these Diamond Jim releases, they usually take place the last week of the month, like on a Wednesday or Thursday. And then the press release goes out and says, hey, we've released, you know, the end of May, we released the June fish. The end of June, we released the July fish. The end of July, we released the August fish. And they take various charters from different parts around the bay. Some go from Tillman Island. Some go from Solomon. Some go from Upper Bay. Some go from Mid Bay. And, you know, they go out, they catch the fish. They usually have, you know, some DNR folks on board. They have some kids on board. They have some different groups that take place in these catching efforts. And I've been on there, and Jacob and I have been on board on a number of those trips. And you catch the fish, bring them on board. The DNR biologist, you know, takes a measurement. They make the little incision. They slip the tag in, and the fish goes back overboard. And, you know, that out of, I know when we used to go, there were 5, 6, 10 charter boats out. So I don't know exactly where, in conjunction to Tracy's Landing, where it's out, you know, it's in the Mid Bay there area. They fished out a deal. Obviously, it's in that general area. But I don't know where they released the fish, if that answers your question. The fish could have been released, you know, off Love Point and swam down there. Could have been released, and, you know, I've said this from the show from the beginning, fish swim. So you never know where they're going to be.
All right. I just wondered if there was any general knowledge as to the release point versus the catch point.
Well, primarily these are resident fish. These are fish that stay here,
yeah,
and move with the bait. You know, these are not migratory fish. You know, the size would tell you that pretty much. And, you know, the time of the year they catch them, end of May, end of June, end of July in particular, you're going to be fishing on resident fish. We had a tremendous fishing season this year. But once they release those fish, does that mean they stay in that particular area? Sometimes, but not always. So, they could have fished out a deal and caught that fish. They could have fished out of Chesapeake Beach. I mean, caught and released that fish. They could have fished out of Chesapeake Beach and caught and released that fish. So, I don't know the different. I don't know the area. I mean, I don't know the details on where exactly that fish was released. I guess if you track down the number and the biologist, and, you know, found out where the number correlates on their list of, you know, that type of thing. I mean, you could pinpoint it pretty much exactly, but then you'd have to ask the captain, you know, where were you fishing? And, you know, a lot of these fish are caught trolling, so I don't know if they could tell you exactly or not.
Okay, just wondered. Thanks.
Tell me why that's important to you.
Because I don't know the vicinity.
I got you.
I don't know Tracy's Point from Deal Island.
Right, I got you. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
bye. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions, with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What was that? Oh. All right. The Birding Wire is a service of the Outdoor Wire. This came out already. This came out this week. And if you like birds, I would really recommend that you subscribe to the Birding Wire. J.B. Absher is the editor, and J.B. Works for the Outdoor Wire, and he's a long, long time outdoor writer. Do you know where Christmas Island is? Brian, do you know where Christmas Island is? Well, Christmas Island is a territory of Australia, 360 miles south of Java, and it's been called Australia's Galapagos, if you know Galapagos Island, where there's a wide variety of bird and wildlife. That's where Darwin did a lot of his work. Renowned British naturalist and broadcaster David Attenborough called footage of him being overrun by red crabs during the Christmas Island annual crab migration in 1990 one of his top 10 most memorable experiences. And remember, maybe you remember David Attenborough. And the show that he used to do on public TV. But the Christmas Island Tourism Board recently promoted its eco-tourism opportunities on social media. Social media. You see, Travel News Daily reports that with the closure of the island's detention center, apparently it was a penal colony at one time, its 1,350 permanent residents have turned to ecotourism, and particularly to international birders. Now, Tom, pay attention. Tom? My buddy Tom, the bird guy. As a result, one of the key promotions has been Bird N, Bird N, Nature Week. You know, that's and with apostrophes for the A and the D. Bird and Nature Week every September, attracting bird enthusiasts from around the globe to see the island's endemic land birds and 80,000 nesting seabirds. 80,000 nesting seabirds, including the endangered Abbott's booby. Now, the booby's like a seagull. Seagull, albatross, somewhere in that deal. So, the tourism folks from the tiny external territory of Australia were trying to do was promote the annual Bird and Nature Week, in addition to highlighting its population of Abbott's booby, the red-footed booby, and the brown booby, three different distinct bird species, and the Abbott's booby is endangered. So, you know, it's the only place in the world you can see this. Well, the Christmas Island Tourism Board, they promoted, they put a picture of a juvenile Abbott's booby, a juvenile young one, on Christmas Island. They put it on Facebook. So what happened was the caption read, some gorgeous shots here of some juvenile boobies. Facebook claimed the posting of a brown booby chick, a little tiny bird, hatchling, along with the text, some gorgeous shots here of some juvenile boobies, breached the decency guidelines for Facebook, and it promptly removed the horribly offending photograph and copy of the little tiny bird in the description. So, Travel Daily News reports a subsequent appeal from Christmas Island Tourism Association to Facebook failed to gain any traction with it, the behemoth internet social networking site. We presumed our original advert was blocked automatically, so we appealed to Facebook directly, who reaffirmed the campaign was banned due to sexual language, particularly the use of the word boobies, said Linda Cash, the association's marketing manager. Fortunately, Facebook's booby bust has made no significant impact to birding-related tourism on the island, and accommodation for the special event were booked solid for 3 weeks, which is a good thing. Christmas Island, quote, is tourism is in its infancy, but there are a few places in the world where you can find such a magical concentration of rare species of sea and land animals. Sam Collins, he is the founder of London's Ethos Travel. He said, by blocking the tourist board's campaign, one of the world's greatest ecotourism destinations is being deprived of its lifeline because someone at Facebook cannot comprehend that a booby is a bird. I dare I say it, but with so many boobies to see, it's like all your Christmases come at once. J.B. Ashner says, I have to agree. So many boobies, so little time. 410 WCBM 680. We'd love to hear your comments on this. Starting tomorrow, Department of Natural Resources is going to host a day to serve. A day to serve. Yes, sounds so nice, doesn't it? A day to serve. Most of the governors that participate in this, which there are two others, including Governor O'Malley and Governor of West Virginia and the Governor of Virginia, declared one day as a day to serve. D.C., not much. But Maryland Department of Natural Resources, DNR, is participating in the multi-state Day to Serve, Feed the Hungry and Heal the Planet volunteer effort. From September 15th through the 29th, the 15th, that's tomorrow. That's, let me remind you, the last day you should even consider buying a handgun or a regulated firearm in Maryland to get it back in time. To take possession before the new restrictive gun law goes into effect. Just want to throw that in the DNR press release. The agency is hosting a number of service projects, from a statewide food drive to state park cleanups, to give Marylanders the opportunity to help their fellow citizens and the natural world. So if you want to participate in a feel-good project and feel good about yourself and really believe you're saving the planet, we urge you to participate. Starting September 15th, we'll work together as a community, as Marylanders and Virginians, West Virginians and Washingtonians, to harness the incredible power of service. Governor Martin O'Malley said, Marylanders are compassionate, generous people who know the way forward can be found by... I'm starting to choke up a little bit. I don't know if I can finish it. By helping their neighbors, indeed, for the second year in a row. we encourage all our citizens to join us in recognizing the connections between the health of our people and the health of our land, our water, and our air. Together, we can eradicate hunger and protect and restore our environment. I'll be all right. Yeah, let's take a break. I'll finish this when I come back.
Buck Bomb introduces new products that will attract deer and improve your odds. The new Ambush all-season deer scent comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer is a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. That brings them back time after time. Now, Pathfinder is an invisible spray, except for your flashlight, that you spray on trees to mark your trail into your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one else can find your favorite spot except you. It lasts for months until it slowly fades away. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase, mature whitetail. Visit their website, HammerHollowOutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Texas Governor Rick Perry comes to the formerly free state of Maryland. We'll talk about it on the next Tom Marshall on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Little George Jones there, high-tech redneck, that's for sure. All right, I've composed myself a little bit. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about this. But DNR is calling on Marylanders. DNR, Department of Natural Resources, manage our fish and our wildlife, calling on Marylanders to donate non-perishable food items at the Natural Resource Police Area officers or use them to fill the canoe at the Taws building in Annapolis every day during business hours throughout the two-week initiative. NRP officers are also encouraging participants to help them stuff the police cruiser with these goods on September 18th out in front of Taws. All donations go to the Annapolis Lighthouse Shelter and Area Food Banks. Yes, indeed. We're going to join together with all of Maryland. We're going to go and help clean up the state parks. If you like more information, of course, you can go on the website and check this all out. But I like to go a little bit beyond the headlines. Yes, I Googled a data serve and found out that not only Maryland has it, but Virginia has it as well. And there's a website called Data Serve, and Virginia is having a data serve as well. Let me just give you an idea of, and it's not mentioned anywhere in the press release who the partners are for Maryland, but Virginia is a little bit different. Virginia has a interactive, well, has a map, and you know, they've got sponsors for this event. Let me tell you who the big sponsors are. The big sponsors are Circle K International, the Capital District, Federation of Virginia Food Banks, Feeding America Southwest Virginia, Food for Others, Food Bank, the Southeastern Virginia and Eastern Shore, the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank, Giant, Safeway, Virginia Association of Planning and District Commissions, the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank, Adopt a Highway. Oh! Well, in Virginia, there's a whole bunch of churches, but this is an effort conceived by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, just so you know. Of course, that doesn't appear anywhere, nor does any faith-based initiative appear in the press release from our Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Yes, indeed. Yes, yes, yes. Hunger relief. Who else would do this? You think the state would do this? This, like any other goodwill project, is a faith-based initiative. Now, the environmental part, oh, yeah, we're going to take all the credit for that in the world. So, all right. Not that it's a bad thing. Get out, stay safe. See you after the news.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide.